Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spooky nighttime stories, where we share your stories, my stories, stories of the ghosts, sometimes behaving badly, sometimes benevolently, sometimes doing all sex and that sort of thing and all. If you want to contact the show, contact me on the Patreon site as we share your spooky nighttime stories. We go to Zena, who's ringing in. Are you there, Zena?
Hello, I am, yes.
Very spiritual name, Zena. One thinks of Zena, the famous clairvoyant from the Victorian age. One thinks of Zena, the warrior. And one thinks of, well, those are the two of them anyway. What can I do for you, my love?
Clinton, I wanted to ask you, I think I might have two different spirit guides.
Oh, two different ones?
Well, some days I am a really nice person.
Right.
And some days I feel like I just can't stop being an arsehole.
Being an arsehole, okay.
And I wondered if I had two different spirit guides.
Yeah, bi-spiritual we call that. Bi-spiritual. Tell me this, does it manifest itself at the start of the week bad, at the end of the week good, or vice versa?
Usually the start of the week's quite good, and then towards the end of the week, I feel like it might be like the bad spirit guide.
Right, okay, okay. So the start of the week, Thora Heard. Mm-hmm. The second half of the week, Fred West. That sort of thing.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking at Tarawak because he is my spirit guide. And at one stage, I've had various spirit guides. Yes, I have had various spirit guides, thank you. You're not the only one. He's looking at me cross. No, I've had various ones. I've had some good ones, I've had some bad ones, I've had some nasty, naughty ones, and I've had some very, very nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
How does it manifest itself? I mean, how nice are you when you have the nice one, and how bad are you when you have the bad one?
Well, I wouldn't say I was really nice, but I'd say I was quite nice. Monday to Wednesday.
Five or six out of ten, yeah.
Quite friendly to people.
Yeah, friend. Yeah, hail fellow well met, yeah.
And then maybe Thursday, Friday, in my head, I might speak to someone nicely, but in my head, I'm thinking, f*** off.
Yeah, yeah, f*** you. You're going, yeah, I know, I know. What have you got on now? I mean, I don't mean clothes-wise. I mean, what head have you got on now? The nice one or the nasty?
Well, I started off this morning quite nice, but I feel like I'm...
turning.
I feel like I'm turning.
Look, Zina, I'm here to tell you it is possible. It really is possible. I've had times before. You know, I live in a little village. I won't say where because I don't want everyone storming the place, but I can go in there and I say, have you got any Toblerones, Mrs. Baxter? And I'm nice as pie, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, how are you, Mrs. Baxter? How's your lumbago? All this old chat, and I'm ever so nice. Oh, yes, I would like one of those cakes. Come Friday, where's my fucking cakes and my Toblerone, you bitch? And it's not nice, is it?
No.
And what I have to do when I'm like that is I don't call on the spirit guide. I just have to look at myself. What I'm saying at the end of the day, Zina, and Tarawak's nodding, it's easy to blame the spirit.
Right.
He's crossed his eyes, he's pursing his lips, Tarawak, and he's going, don't blame the spirit! Blame yourself. Look at yourself. When you point at other people, there are three fingers pointing back at you.
Right.
So
it could just be me.
Yeah, it could be you. It could very well be you.
Right.
You want to take a long, hard look at yourself. It's nothing to all to do with the spirits beyond the celestial curtain, Zina.
Try
to be nice to people.
Oh.
Right, thank you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Thanks, Clinton.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is a lovely letter from a lady called Sarah. And I hope it goes some way in... well, just emphasising the romantic in life. Sarah was so looking forward to college, the quads, the dreaming spires of a university town. Wine-filled summer days and... well, I don't know, maybe nights spent snorting up mountains of gack off old vinyl album covers in the dorm of some bender from the dram sock called Crispin or something. And then on the first day, she met a dream guy. A real-life toff with floppy hair, Adam's apple and a big, fat conscience. Let's go on the Save the Rhino march, he said, and they did. Let's spend the evening reading up on the demise of the white tiger, and so they did. Julie, let's spend the whole night in my room designing posters against Shell. Yeah, it was great. But when, oh when, was she going to get some? Save the Whale and all that crap was fine, but she was fucking gagging for it. Come on, Julian. I want a bit of the other. Sod the tigers, I'm up for it, she thought. I think we should start a group against the oppression of women, he said one day. After all, they're seen as sex objects. Yeah, whatever. Let's get it on, she f***ing thought. I just think blokes are so narrow-minded, he said. Look, take a look, Julian, your pont. I'm in my underwear. Let's have it. I'm really embarrassed about the way blokes behave. Yeah, I can't make any more obvious, mate. I'm totally f***ing stark naked. In fact, I'm going to have a vow of celibacy because I respect you so much. F***ing hell. Julie says... the guys from home were a bit rough and ready, and she was glad to see the back of them, but at least they knew what to do if it was upped up on a f***ing plate with garnish. The animals and women's issues and all that is okay, but nothing suits a right good going over, Julian, your big girl. Sarah just wants to say college is okay, but if you're well up for it, don't hang around with public schoolboys, unless it's matron, they're frightened of it, and they're probably gay anyway. Thank you, Sarah, it's... a valuable lesson and a lovely story. I've got someone on line three. It's Dana. Hello, Dana.
Hello, Clinton. Oh, how are you?
Oh, not bad, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm a little bit spooked. Something very strange has happened at home.
Hold on. When did this happen? Very, very recently.
Yes, very recently. That's right.
Johnny, we got a live one here. Put the music on. All right, just relax. Okay, Dana, talk me through it.
Okay. Well, I was downstairs with the family,
right.
And you know, just eating lunch and watching TV and doing things. And then I heard a very loud bang.
This is when? When did this happen? Set the scene, Dana.
Okay, so Saturday evening.
Right.
Everyone was sitting in front of the telly, just relaxing. And I knew that there was nobody upstairs. No one upstairs at all.
I thought you said it was lunchtime.
Did I?
Having some lunch.
We're having lunch. We're having a late lunch.
Yeah, this is where the story falls down. But come on, my love.
Well, late lunch.
Yeah.
And then there was a loud bang.
A loud bang.
Now, everyone's downstairs, so there's nobody upstairs.
Right.
Very strange. But then a few hours later, I went upstairs to the bedroom, and in the middle of my room was my large stereo.
Right.
And the aerial had been completely bent in two. Nothing had fallen on it. Nothing had rolled on it. No one had touched it. It's spooky.
Are you near some chickens? I can hear some chickens or something in the background.
Well, I didn't want to discuss the divulger I was, but yes, I'm at a friend's farm and we're going to play with some chickens later. But you don't really need to know.
Ritual
that,
sacrifice. Now, play with some chickens. Now, listen, Dana, you went upstairs, you heard a bang, and on your bed there was like, what, a portable stereo, was it?
In the middle of the floor was a portable stereo, and the aerial had been completely erect.
Right.
Now it's bent in two.
Right. And what you're saying, I would suggest that it rolled off the bed. It's broken the aerial.
No, it was on the floor. It was there. I left it there, and it's still there. But the aerial had been completely bent in two.
What sort of... It's just a standard aerial. It wasn't a coat hanger or anything you've put on there, temporary thing.
Telescopic aerial from Currys a number of years ago.
This was not some kind of dodgy insurance scam.
Not that I know of, no. I think I've definitely got the receipt still from Currys. I think I can prove it.
OK, I've got two words for you. Three words, actually. Alan Fluff Freeman. He's no longer with us. He's up there. He's probably bitter that, you know, he's not on the radio anymore. There's all kinds of shit on there at the moment. And he's probably may have... Tarawak's saying the same thing. My Eskimo guide is here, and he's saying Fluff... Yeah, Fluff Freeman, yeah. Tarawak, of course, you know, he was around on planet Earth in the 19th century, and even 160 years ago. Yeah, that's right, about at the start when Alan Fluff Freeman started his career. And it could well be him wanting to get back on the radio. Was there anything playing on the radio? Was it plugged in?
No, it wasn't plugged in. Just sitting in the middle of the room. I'd left it there because I'd been doing some cleaning earlier in the day.
Right.
So I moved it to the middle of the room where I knew it would be safe, or so I thought.
Have there been any, music, broadcasting-related spooky goings-on in your house up to now?
No, never. Never.
And
I'd love something to happen, like Kurt Cobain to come in, maybe, or Jimi Hendrix wanted to play.
I've got to tell you something. Jimi Hendrix is going to come and visit you. Yeah.
Really?
It's funny you should mention him, because he did just... he just mentioned it just now. And he says, what you really want to do... Yeah, he's just telling me now that... What's that, Jimmy? Mail order. Mail order. Maplin's? No, it's closed down. Yeah, it's closed down. Jimmy's suggesting Maplin's for a new aerial. Telescope. I've just tried... No, it's closed down, yeah. No, he don't realise it's closed down. And
he's gone out. Gone out. Isn't he?
Rumbelows? He's saying Rumbelows. What's next, Jimmy? Just a minute. Jimmy, no. No, there's no Dixon's either. It'll have to be online. Yeah. He's saying you'll have to get a new aerial online. He just likes to get involved with these things. Any sort of, technical know-how, he thinks he knows about it. I think you could probably get... Jimmy's saying it's where he's nodding, he's saying online. You'd probably get it online, a new aerial for that. I am not one to piss on your spiritual chips, but it does sound like it's just rolled off the bed, my love, doesn't it?
You think maybe, because I couldn't remember if it was lunchtime or evening, maybe...
I think that's where the story falls down. I think if we're honest, Danny, you phoned up with a half-baked story about, well, basically, something's fallen off your bed. That's not spiritual, that's just carelessness.
Like, I think you're right. Maybe I had too much of the other kind of spirit.
I think you did. And if you are going to drink during the day and forget whether it's lunchtime or the evening, that's going to happen. Jimi Hendrix is
Yeah, all right, Jimmy. Not to be rude, she did phone up. And Johnny out there is giving a 2 out of 10. It's not great, but the thing is, Dana, I did love you with the Seven Dwarfs. I saw you, lovely, brilliant Snow White you were.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, my love. Take it easy. Stay off all the right. sauce. Don't murder too many chickens.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're going to line two. We've got a fella called Howard, and I'm guessing he's phoning from the northwest of England. Are you there, Howard?
Yeah.
What's that?
You're guessing well, northwest.
Whereabouts in the northwest?
No, from the Midlands, obviously.
Yeah, it sounds like the northwest of f***ing Iceland. It's so muffled. Where?
Really?
Yeah, northwest of Venus.
The phone's not the best.
Yeah, okay, Howard. We're struggling to hear you, mate, but go on.
Really?
Tell us quickly what's happening. What happened? Was it a ghost? Start the music, Johnny, but keep it low, because we can't hear him.
Is that any better?
Yes!
Yes, we're on the loudspeaker.
Very good, go on. Shoot.
Get on with it.
Is there a f***ing echo down the... Can you get on with it?
Well, I've got to tell you about a ghost story that I've been troubled with.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the aim of the game. I mean, if I was, for example, operating, I don't know, an insurance hotline, no doubt we'd be talking about that. Or if this was, I don't know, a podcast about cycling. But the clue's in the name, Howard. It's about to be spooky. Still talking. Spooky nighttime stories. So, have you got one?
Spooky nighttime stories.
Right, begin, Howard, before I die of boredom. Hurry up.
Right. My spooky nighttime story is that it's like a dream, but it's not a dream.
Go on.
It feels surreal.
Yeah.
I get interfered with by this, I'm saying a bit of a highwayman. It's probably more of a bandit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Interferes with me in the night.
Go on.
Always enters, you know what I mean, round the back passage.
Yes.
The house. And then, it's quite scary, really. Puts the willies up you.
Yes.
That's it, really. It's one of my findings.
Right.
What do you think to that?
What do I think to it?
Not very scary.
No, I mean, you're not very specific. Jonathan has not even bothered to put any fingers up. In fact, he's just thrown himself out the window. Well, that was a lot of fun, Howard. Can I suggest you maybe go on some sort of course, try and get yourself a job, get yourself a new phone, and just go up to the bathroom, have a long look at yourself in the mirror, and then just have a, you know, just have a good think about things, mate.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, chat.
We're going to line one, Johnny, and I've got a wonderful feeling about this person because she's teed herself up online, or someone else has teed her up online, and she does have a very scary story. Her name is Teresa, and are you there, my love?
I am, yes. Hello, Clinton.
Hello there. Where are you phoning from, my love?
I'm calling from a town called Hempstead in Staffordshire.
I know it very, very well. Staffordshire is a very, very spooky area. There's all sorts going on there. There's very strange happenings at night, particularly around Cannock Chase, if Stan Collymore's around there.
Yes, very much so.
Very much so. Can you get on with the story, please?
Yes, certainly.
Music, please, Johnny, music.
Now, roughly about 32 years ago, my dad passed away.
Right.
And obviously, I'd love to obviously hear off him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got any feeling about him being somebody you've spoken to.
Yeah, what's his name, please?
His name's John.
John. Can you be a bit more specific?
John Davies.
John Davies. Let me just ask Tara. John Davies. John Davies. He's from the Hensford, is it Hensford, a sort of area, Staffordshire?
Staffordshire, yes, he was from Cannock.
He's from Cannock. Oh, he was from Cannock?
Yeah.
He wasn't involved in any of the dogging or anything like that?
Not that he admitted to, no.
No dogging. Dogging, you know, dogging and piking. He didn't ever squash his ball back up against a wing mirror or anything like that, as far as you know?
Well, he didn't tell my mum that anyway.
Right. He didn't squash it. No, Tarouette's asking me. He didn't knock one out on a bumper somewhere or number plate or anything like that.
I hope not. I hope not, for his sake.
Please ignore him. Tarouette, stop being... I'm afraid he's not coming up. Maybe he's not been too forthcoming.
Oh, dear.
Go on. Dear. Sorry, carry on. Anyway, tell me about him.
But no, basically, we moved into our new house about 8 years ago.
Right.
Myself and my husband's third cousin felt a presence in the house at the top of the stairs.
Good God.
And we wondered if it was him, really. But
you want me to tell you?
Yes, if you could.
Roughly where is the house, please?
It's in Hempstead.
Right. I've got to tell you something. John is taking me over. Tell me if you recognise this voice.
No. All right, love. All right. Did you see me at the top of the stairs?
Oh, blimey. Oh, no. That's really cool.
How's everyone keeping?
They're all right. We're keeping well.
You still going out of the house and that occasionally?
Yes. We get out and about, yes.
Yeah, good. And... You drive a car, don't you? Now,
yes,
is it white?
Do.
What?
No.
Hey?
No.
No, I'd said never to drive a car. Well done.
Oh,
you don't have to worry about me. It's all great up in the kingdom of heaven and that.
Oh, brilliant. Great stuff.
You tending to the garden still and that?
Yes, I am, yes.
Yeah, and how's... Your husband, remind me of his...
Darren,
how's Darren?
He's all right.
Yeah, tell him good luck, best from me.
I will.
He's fading now, he's gone now. I do hope that was a comfort to you, my love.
Oh, it certainly was. I'm so glad to hear him off again.
It's some of those lovely family ties that you can't recreate.
It's right.
And you've got a garden, haven't you?
I have, yeah, so that's good.
And Darren and that?
Yeah.
Real comfort. Well, my love, I really hope that's been a comfort. Oh, I forgot to ask him about the stairs. Hold on a minute. Tarouette, can you get him back? Oh, I'm back again now. It was me at the top of the stairs just checking up on you, so...
All right, then. Can you not make so much noise next time?
No. You've kept your sense of humour, I see. My love.
I try.
My little teddy bear, I called you, didn't I? Well, something like that. Not specifically that, but it was my kitten, my pumpkin, my angel. Honey buns. My little...
One of them, probably.
Yeah, probably. We can't remember now.
No, it's been a long time.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
He's fading now, and off he goes. Uh-huh. He's quite a big man. Small man? Skinny, wasn't he? Quite a...
Middle-sized
kind of man. Oh. Well, he's put on weight since he's up there, because it's an all-day buffet up there. Anything you want. He has a Walls Viennetta every night.
Oh, crikey.
That's heaven for you.
Right, so tell me, Mum.
Yeah, and he has chips, as many chips you want, because, you know, it don't matter, does it, you know? Your cholesterol and what have you.
Oh.
Well, that was a lot of fun, and I hope that's been a comfort to you and your mum and Darren, and I think that's all you mentioned, really, but... He's fine. I hope you're fine. And perhaps we'll speak again sometime, my love.
Okay, then. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, listeners, as you know, I don't like to just deal with death. In a way, life and death go hand in hand, etc. and all that sort of thing. So what I like to do is tell a story during the podcast, this Patreon podcast, that is life-affirming. This is a letter from Susan. Now, Susan is a 28-year-old woman from the Blackpool area of Lancashire. It's a shithole, yes, we all know that, but it's got a certain charm. Susan didn't care for the place and 3 years ago went abroad for an early holiday in March. Tunisia. Quite clement this time of year. She was there for the sun, the culture and a bit of North African bushmeat, if you get me meaning. Every day she'd sit by the pool in a bikini, hoping to catch the eye of one of the locals. But there was a problem. Never one for personal hygiene, she simply hadn't waxed. And as she bathed, well, frankly, it appeared as if she was sharing the sun lounger with a pound of Old Holborn. On the inside of her thighs were two of the hairiest caterpillars seen since David Attenborough's f***ing life on Earth. When she bent over to grab a Jackie Collins, for a second, from behind, you'd be forgiven for thinking Noddy Holder from Slade had arrived for an impromptu poolside gig. It was horrific. Out of control. She could have waxed, but by this stage, only a fire at Madame Tussauds could have provided enough to shift all that. Her mad March hair was preventing any guy from coming over, sadly. Well, some had shown interest, sure. A hotel waiter approached and offered a vagina a saucer of milk. A kindly fellow guest had asked where one could purchase those mohair culottes. It was totally horrific. Jesus Christ. And then she met him, pulling up a sun lounger next to her, strong, tanned, curly black hair all the way down his back. None in his head, just down his back. Gloriously male with strong thighs, six-pack and a clump of spidery hair peeping over the back of his speedos. He was more hirsute than she was, with an arse like an Amazonian rainforest. Wild foliage. Put it this way, Sting was in there somewhere meeting its indigenous population. From that moment, they were inseparable, like Velcro, literally. Stuck together in a pubic mass of love. And last year they married. Susan wants you to know that there is someone out there for all of us, whether you're short, tall, did science A-levels, or if you've got a face like a blind cobbler's thumb, or indeed if people are repelled by your overgrown thatch. Never give up hope. She says, All these years later, when she looks at the finely groomed mane sprouting from his arris, she can't help thinking of Enrique Iglesias and his gorgeous music and presumably hairy ass, played so often during that holiday on the Hotel Tannoy. Thank you, Susan. Oh, the spirits are very, very, very strong tonight. I can feel them, and we're on line three, and we've got someone called Michael phoning. Are you there, Michael?
I am here, Clinton.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Where are you phoning from?
I'm calling from Suffolk.
Suffolk?
Yeah.
I think we've spoken before, Michael, haven't we?
We have spoken before, yes.
You see strange entities, don't you? You see dead...
Yes, I see dead people.
Bloody hell.
Like yourself.
Yes, well, I'm in the really good health at the moment, but oh, bum bum. Now, listen, Michael, what's been going on? Who have you seen?
Well, I was just going to, I wanted to ring in and just to tell you about my recent story.
This is real, is it? You're not bullshitting me.
Hey, what, sorry?
This is all real, is it?
This is all real, yeah.
Put the music on, Johnny. Here we go. Let's hear it. Go on, yeah. Michael. Shoot.
So I went down again. I took my dog, Rabsy Nesbitt, down to the graveyard.
Right.
As we do every day.
Right.
And while we were walking around, there was a young boy on a bike.
Good God, go on.
Very unusual, because the people don't ride their bikes through graveyards.
Right.
And he came in, and he stopped, and I looked over. He looked over at me, and the dog looked very very suspicious and started growling.
Right.
Which is, you know, not unusual for a dog to do when he sees a spirit.
Right.
And he looked over at me and beckoned me over.
When was this?
This was last week.
Good God, go on. And did he look like he was dressed in today's fashions? Or?
Yes, he was, yes. He had a pair of Adidas trainers on and jogging bottoms.
Go on.
And I would say he's about 29, 30 years old.
Go on, you said it was a boy.
Yeah.
But, you said it was a boy on a bike. It turns out he's 30 years old.
It was a boy on a bike, yeah. He had a racing bike.
And a boy of 30, was that right?
A boy of 30, yeah.
A boy anyway. This is where it falls down, Michael. But go on, carry on.
So he beckons me over.
Right.
And spirits are always there to give us messages.
Let me tell you that. I know the facts about spirits,
you
yes.
You know the facts.
And
right, okay.
That is correct. They are there to give you messages.
They are, yeah. So I thought, well, he's obviously here to tell me something, thinking about our last conversation.
Probably he was there to tell you he's a man, not a boy, and at the age of 30,
maybe,
about time he
maybe,
grew up.
Yes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Go on. And what was the message? What was the message?
Yeah, because to me, a 30-year-old is a boy, you know.
Yeah. What was the bloody message, Michael?
The message was, you're not going to believe this, but the message was, sausage festival.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. And he said,
did you repeat that?
I looked at him, and he said, 13th of October. What a message.
He said, sausage, that's not a euphemism for something going on in the graveyard.
No, I don't know. So he said that to me, and then I looked down at Rab C to say, you know, what do you think?
And he went,
when I looked up, he was gone.
Who was? The boy or Rab C?
The boy.
Is this absolutely true, Michael?
Yeah.
I went to what was euphemistically known as a sausage festival, and it was just on the common near my place, out near Chorley.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a f***ing sausage in sight, I tell you that.
There wasn't a sausage?
No, but it was festive. It was festive, and there were a few 30-year-olds, not on bikes.
No.
There's a few old bikes there and all, but
yeah.
I'll tell you what,
yeah.
There were no sausages.
No
Are you
sausages.
Sure he wasn't some kind of sexual pervert?
No, he wasn't. No. He was. I looked at him and I thought, you're a very serious bike rider. That's impressive. But he had that serious message for me. Sausage Festival, 13th of October.
Have you tried looking up?
I have looked up, and that was going to be my next thing.
So you haven't looked
it home,
up?
I got home, yeah. And Rab C said to me, can we look this up? So obviously, we had to look it up.
Sorry, just a minute. Rab C's the dog.
Rab C's the dog, yeah. He talks to me.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we have serious conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Westies are very intuitive.
Yeah, but they can't speak. That's the difference. Intuitive,
he can speak to me through his mind.
Yeah, I've got a staffie who can pick up a stick and lick his own testicles.
Yes.
And he's very intelligent, and sometimes he knows when I'm coming home. But speaking specifically about a sausage festival or any kind of, you know, culinary delights, in fact, on any given subject, never happens. And
never
that
happens.
No, that's why I doubt your word, Michael.
Really, you doubt it?
Well, can you just get your phone now and look up 13th of October Sausage Festival? I'll wait.
I've already done that. I've looked it up.
And what was the answer?
The 13th of October is a sausage festival in Framlingham, which is just down the road to me in Suffolk. How about that?
Well,
that is amazing, isn't it?
I think Johnny is staring ahead.
Yes.
He's sort of shrugging and his head's fallen forward a little bit. Mike, I believe you believe it.
Yeah.
And I believe in the supernatural.
Yeah, of course you do.
And I like everything about it apart from the talking dog. And the fact that it was a boy and then suddenly it was a man.
The dog hasn't actually got a voice. It's telepathic.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just out of interest, because I've heard that I can speak to animals, pets.
Yes, of course, yeah.
What have you. And your Westie is saying to me now, he's saying he really misses his balls. Why did you do that to him?
Well, he keeps leaving them in the garden.
I saw a lady the other day, honestly, I was on the stage, and I looked down and I could see her short-haired schnauzer. That is horrible.
You're a bad man.
Yeah. But that's a sort of a joke. Anyway.
Of course it is. Yes.
Michael, please do stay in touch. Get some help.
Indeed.
And we will speak very, very soon.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Good luck at the Sausage Festival. And remember.
Thank you very much.
Walls have ears.
Thank you. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time, and don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.